Welcome to Black People Love Paramore, a podcast where we dive into the common and uncommon interests of Black people in order to help us feel seen. Please feel free to donate to the show at the link in the show notes, and please rate us and write us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. 5 stars only, because we are 5-star bitches, word to Yo Gotti. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and all those things. If you really like the show, join the Patreon family at patreon.com/blackpeopleloveparamore for bonus content. I'm your host, Sequoia, and today, joining me to talk about Boy Meets World, we have multi-hyphenates and multi-award-winning podcasters Adele Coleman and Anna Deshawn. Check out their podcast, The Head Nod, Life at APWI, wherever you get your podcast. Thank you for joining, y'all. I am very excited to have y'all, and for this episode, y'all are great.
Yay, thanks for having us. That was the dopest, like abbreviated bio ever, though. Like, it really worked.
You did that.
I tried. Thank you. I tried to do what I could. Before we get into diving into Boy Meets World, we have In My Defense. In My Defense is the segment where we bring one unpopular opinion and defend it for you all. I'm excited to see what y'all have for this. I love an unpopular opinion. What y'all got for me?
I'm gonna let Anna go first. Go ahead, Anna.
Me, my brain is toast. I've been over recordings all day. What's my popular opinion right now? The first thing that's coming to my mind right now is about pizza, because I'm in Chicago at this moment. So, okay. I think an unpopular opinion that I have, this is an I statement. Anna, I, Chicago, Southside, okay, oh, born and raised, I do not necessarily like deep dish pizza. Like, people come to Chicago and they just, all that's all they want to eat. And at the end of the day, I love thin crust pizza, and it just has to be cut into squares. Okay. I don't know why people eat pizza in triangles, but in Chicago, we eat pizza in squares, and I like it thin, and I like a crispy bottom. And in Chicago, that is a very unpopular opinion. It is not how we are marketed out here in the world, but because I'm hungry at this moment, this is what I'm thinking about, and that is my unpopular opinion.
That is quite shocking to me, but yeah, I get it.
I like that one. That's pretty good. My mom is from Chicago, and she feels the same way. My mom do not fuck with a deep dish at all. She stays with a thin crust with a little crispy bottom. And I have inherited that taste as well. The square cut, I don't know. That's a little peculiar. I like a square cut, but it don't have to be. I like it. This one, that's a little peculiar.
I'm just letting you know, anybody that travels to Chicago, if you go to a Chicago place and the pizza is not cut into squares, it is not Chicago pizza. That is not
Hey,
that's not how we do it.
Excuse me.
And when they have do it wrong, I send it back. I send it back.
So if they bring out a circular
pizza. That serious?
Yes. Because I want my inside pieces. I don't think y'all understand. We just cut into squares.
That is super fair.
When it cuts into squares, you get the inside pieces. I like the triangles on the sides. Those go first. And then I work my way inward. You see?
Okay, so your favorite. So you are a like eat your veggies first type person, where you go from least liked to most liked.
That's what it's giving, yeah.
I definitely do that from time to time. Sequoia, you can stop reading me right now, but yes.
No, that's respectable. That is very respectable. I'm also that person, especially when it comes to vegetables. I am definitely going to eat those real quick, so I get that out the way. Don't have to think about it. And then I'll move on to what I really enjoy in my meal. So I feel it. I'm with you, Anna.
That's
a good
one. Good job. Mm-hmm.
That is a good one.
Okay. All right. I came through.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I still have to go.
If you don't have nothing,
you know what's so funny? It's like, I just kind of was thinking about food too, but I was thinking about like Thanksgiving food, maybe because we was like grocery shopping or whatever today.
We are close to Thanksgiving.
The staples of Thanksgiving are not the best foods. Like, they just aren't not to me. Like,
hard stop.
Like, I don't know. Like, it's just personally, I'm not a big greens fan personally. Like, I don't like those. And I don't like turkey. I don't think that is a good big thing. I don't like stuffing stuff with stuff. I don't like plate food touching. Like,
I'm sorry. Please pause. You don't like stuffing stuffed with stuff?
Yeah, like the bird be stuffed with stuff. Like, just why? Why are we putting things in it to consume?
You know what? That's fair. Because I've never had a stuffing that was actually stuffed in a turkey has always just been
on the side.
On the side.
Yeah, like it's, you know, just,
I don't think that black people do that.
There are.
Black people don't do that.
There are.
Black people don't really do that.
Like a dressing, and they'll put the
and we don't call it stuffing.
The bird.
It's dressing.
They'll put the dressing, you know what I mean? In the bird. And I don't like dressing either. Ugh.
Okay.
Well, and I don't like my food touching. That's in my defense. Your food should not all coat. Be all touching each other and rubbing on each other. Wet should not touch dries. It just should not be a thing. That is
wet should not touch dries. It's not funny to me.
It should stay by itself. I'm all about the segregated plate. I'm sorry. It just should not touch. That's you know where what? I'm at. That's me.
I will definitely take me a nice segregated, low vibrational plate. Have you all seen that internet trend talking about low vibrational plates?
Yes.
Yes. I will happily take me a nice low vibrational. Fried foods, greasy, segregated plate.
Segregated.
I also don't need it to touch.
It doesn't need
to
touch.
I don't need it to touch.
And then, oh, it goes down the same way. I don't taste it when it's going down. I taste it when I'm taking it in. So it doesn't need to touch.
Right.
That's where I'm at.
I don't know why they kept trying to push that marketing on us, but it all goes to the same place. Okay. But it starts in my mouth.
It starts in
so
my mouth.
I don't understand. It starts here, though. So what are we talking about?
That's
my... I'm glad we're on the same page. Listen, I felt like everybody's was true to me. So I appreciate y'all bringing to my show what I can relate to.
Yay. We've done good.
And I just want to say that I think anybody who doesn't like turkey, okay, just needs to try my smoked turkey.
No, it's because always my those persons. Try turkey. Mine. You don't like greens? Try mine.
Goes.
You don't.
No, like I ain't saying it about greens. Greens is particular. I do love greens, though. I love greens, but the greens ain't for everybody, and I don't like how everybody make their greens because I ain't that vinegar person.
Same.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not a vinegar person.
At
I don't want it to be vinegary. Don't piss me off.
Oh, yeah. I would get rid of that.
So angry.
If I come
so.
In your house,
don't even put vinegar in the shit. I mean,
if I can smell it, I am out. Like if I can smell
telling you
vinegary in the air, I am out. Like I'm not eating nothing. I'm not hungry anything.
Y'all fucking preaching. I think this episode is going to come out on Thanksgiving or the day before Thanksgiving. I'm not really sure. So I'm happy we're talking about this, but you're so fucking right. Okay. Now are y'all ham hocks or turkey people in your greens?
Well, as an adult, as an adult who is trying to be salt conscious and live a healthy life, it's turkey. But the one that just want to smash...
Just want to smash.
Okay, yeah, give me a ham hock, okay?
I mean, it's just...
ham hock and anything. Like, let's be clear. Ham hocks and lima beans.
Very much
ham
that.
Yeah. Whatever you put a ham hock in.
By themselves. Point, I'll smash one of them shits alone.
And to your point, it does, like, some people just need to just not cook certain things. Like, they just don't need to kind of be in the kitchen. People don't have honest conversations about who need to be cooking and who don't. Like sometimes grandma loses her touch. She don't got it no more.
That's
like we gotta like that. Be honest.
Grandma, I love you.
I love you.
I really do. But I need you to leave that to my mom.
Leave
at this
it.
Point,
you
I really need you to leave that to my mother.
Pass it on.
Thank you. Pass it on.
Pass it on. Legacy.
Give it up. Mm-mm. Yeah. Okay. I'm glad we're all on the same page here. Wow, that was beautiful. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Happy fucking Thanksgiving when y'all hear this episode. Okay, we're going to move on into Boy Meets World. Let me explain what Boy Meets World is for people who might not know. Straight from Wikipedia, per usual. Boy Meets World is an American coming-of-age sitcom created by Michael Jacobs and April Kelly that aired on ABC for 7 seasons between September 1993 and May 2000. Caveat, I did not know that it came out that early and ran that long. Had no idea. The series centers on Corey Matthews and his family and friends as he progresses from childhood to adulthood. Episodes chronicle the everyday events of Corey's home and school life. His teacher and neighbor, George Feeney, delivers life lessons as Corey learns to cope with social and personal issues of adolescence. Corey has strong relationships with his older brother, Eric, younger sister, Morgan, and parents, Amy and Alan. Corey's friendship with Sean Hunter and romantic interest in Topanga Lawrence serve as central focuses of episodes. Overarching themes include a focus on family and friendship, as well as discovering one's identity. Further characters were introduced in later seasons: Jonathan Turner, Eli Williams, Jack Hunter, Angela Moore, and Rachel McGuire.
Oh, yeah.
Did y'all know that
I forgot about Rachel?
It ran that long.
I knew it ran long, but I didn't. I actually thought it was a little longer. I just remember it just kind of being on because they were in college.
2000 feels
they were like in
wild.
College.
He did go to college.
So I was like, oh,
they were.
Yeah.
I think I just stopped watching at some point. I think that's what happened.
In and out. I'll be in and out by then.
That's fair. Yeah.
I think because I started to like the supportive cast more than like the primary. Like, I loved Angela. I thought she was dope. Love like, Angela. For real. Like, mm-hmm. she was cool. Her little relationship. I was really invested in that one. But
let's get into Angela then.
Yes.
She was also the black one.
Let's start.
She was the only black character on this damn show. Angela's the only black character. And she's not in the whole time. She's like in later seasons. I think she's in the last season or maybe the last two seasons.
Yeah.
But she's in later seasons. Let me explain to y'all who Angela is. Angela Moore was a recurring character in Boy Meets World. She was Sean's first serious girlfriend and Topanga's closest female friend. She was portrayed by Trina McGee. Angela's interracial relationship with Sean was unusual for major network television show at the time, especially one whose target demographic was teenagers. Now, did y'all know about Trina's expose, if you will, where she kind of outs the Boy Meets World cast for the racism she experienced on the show?
No.
Oh, y'all. Oh, my God. I'm so happy I can tell y'all about this. Okay. In 2020... Trina McGee did an interview with Yahoo Entertainment where she stated that she experienced racism while starring on Boy Meets World. She stated that the stars she had incidents with were Will Friedle, who played Eric, and Danielle Fishel, who played Topanga.
No!
Say it ain't so!
It's so! I was so devastated to hear it.
I just knew you was going to say Corey. Like, I did not.
No.
What?
No. Not Corey, not Sean. Thank God. At least not Sean.
At least not Sean. I'm happy about that would have been so
like shit. That would have been
right. I'm tired that
she had to kiss
you.
Up on this man. Yes. Why? Like, damn. But yeah, official Topanga and Eric was out here being a little funny toward her.
That is so whack. Oh my God.
She says she's reconciled with them since, but still, I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah. Never forgiven. No.
Probably just jealous. Because she was a beautiful girl. She was the only black girl. She, mm-hmm. I mean, her and Sean, they were a whole mood on the show. And the storyline for Topanga and Corey was always tumultuous. There was always drama.
It was played after a while. I was just like, all right. Like, we get it.
We got it. Yeah, y'all childhood sweethearts, all that. We got
it.
We
heard married. You. Yay. Like, I wasn't really invested in them after a while. It probably was jealousy. Definitely. And Topanga was like the only like girl other than like Corey's sister who's kind of in and out. She was the only girl like steady cast member, so it probably was
very
jealousy.
True.
Yeah,
I could definitely see it. I feel like that's probably the case in a lot of shows where there's just one black character and you come into a cast where there's only one other girl and now you're competing. So Danielle, I definitely understand how jealousy could have informed that relationship. You hate to see it.
Yes.
How disappointing.
That is.
I think Danielle and Will have both apologized since 2020 when Trina said that, but I'm disappointed.
Speaking of
black people in shows, do y'all feel like it matters when a show is lacking POC representation like Boy Meets World was before Angela came on?
So I think it's always problematic when they act like we ain't never there. Okay. Uh-huh. Like, mm-hmm. I don't necessarily always need us to be a reoccurring character or a main character because I love my black shows with all black people. Okay. I don't always need a white person in there. Like, right. But don't act like we ain't never there.
That's how I feel. Like when you were in like a climate, right? Like in the college years for Boy Meets World and they were like hanging out in that one little area with the pool hall. And like Angela was the only black person. Are there no other black students at this school? Like they not coming to get some coffee? Like they not the baristas here? Nah. This is like you live in just a bubble. Just like I feel like it doesn't have to always be like Anna said, a main character, but just in the environment, like it just never exists. Like not a teacher, not nothing, a gardener, nothing. Nobody crossing the street, like no one. That's just not realistic. Yeah.
I definitely feel that. I feel like it's yes and no. Like, it does matter in that I feel like I didn't have enough good examples of black girls leading and being in television shows when I was growing up. And studies have shown that that does, in fact, impact children's self-esteem. And I'm also severely less likely to watch a show if it does not have a person of color character mm-hmm. somewhere in it. That said, though, I feel like a lot of times they kind of just throw a black character in to be like, here, shut up, niggas.
Yeah.
You know, or yes. something. And I don't like that. Doesn't I don't feel want good that.
Yeah.
either.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want that one. And then two, oftentimes friend groups are pretty homogenous, like we were talking about. Mm. I love my all black shows and I want to keep them that way. And that's true to life, too. There's like a study in PRR. PRR, I did a study and the data from that study shows that 75% of white people have entirely white social networks without any minority presence. Mm. And the same holds true for roughly 2/3 of black Americans. These numbers are from 2014, so I'm sure the numbers are a little bit different now. But right. that is just true to life. Like, y'all don't be having no friends.
Yeah.
For overwhelmingly, that are POC. But like you said, Adele, nobody crossing the street. Like, right. nobody, you know.
Like, where know, we live?
I hate the shows where...
where the niggas at?
I hate the
what city does take place?
And I hate the shows where it's like, if they do, like you say, if they do bring in a person of color, it's like, all right, now you got it. Here you go. Or it's like, always got to be the comic relief. Like, they just got to always be shucking and jiving in the corner for some, yes. like, I don't want that either. Like, I would rather we just don't have them.
Like, I'd rather you outright call me the N-word on a TV show than bring in the comedy relief, yes. shucking and jiving ass nigga. Please don't piss me off. Jeez. I don't like
Thanks.
It. I don't like it. Yeah. I don't appreciate it at all.
Yeah.
But that was sort of a theme in the 90s, right?
It was.
The one black character, right? What stands out mm-hmm. to me is Saved by the Bell.
Oh,
Lisa. Mm-hmm. It was just Lisa. Just Lisa. Right?
It was just Lisa.
And kinda AC Slater, kinda a little bit.
AC, what is he? Latino. He's Mexican,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but that's like kinda yeah, checking uh-huh. off.
Yes. Yeah, they were checking off another box. You're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. And most recently, you know, I actually follow him on TikTok now. It's
yes.
He's actually really hilarious and his family's really adorable. Yes. But this is most recent commentary of people not thinking he's Mexican. And so he's
that is
like,
hilarious.
He is so Mexican.
He is so it Mexican.
He's so Mexican.
Mm-hmm. He is so Mexican. He made this joke like, I can't be this Mexican on Access Hollywood. Basically, like, I won't have a job.
Right. He's like, I code switch. Are y'all dumb? Like, right. y'all don't know that this is what it is?
And I would right. be surprised, too, if that was all the way back to Saved by the Bell. Because, like, it just oh, kind of trying to get by. Like, you know, it means to an end there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
For sure.
And even characters like AC Slater and I can't remember Lisa from yeah. Saved by the Bell. They weren't they were people of color, but they weren't their characters weren't necessarily
their characters were not you know what people I mean? Of color. Like yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like I'm like, Lisa was just another one of the members. Like she wasn't a black girl.
She was all the way
not saying
a
that she was like
girl.
Whitewashed or anything yeah. like that. I'm just saying there was no part of her character that reckoned with her blackness in any capacity at all. And the same thing.
Like,
for
did
AC
we
Slater,
ever
like,
even like see her parents? Like,
I don't
anybody,
recall.
Like,
I really
ever?
Don't recall.
I don't think so.
Like, I don't no recall seeing any of their parents though. Who's necessarily, like,
I don't remember seeing Angela's parents. No, yeah, black, I didn't see no black character. Good. We None. Got to take home and like see, no. but at least
yeah,
you know what? At least for Angela, they gave her. She had a storyline. Like she had a real storyline.
Yeah,
that wasn't. It didn't feel like. Here's your black character since y'all won't shut the hell up. It really felt like they introduced a nice character that I liked and could relate to some capacity, which was difficult at that time. And I was like, wow. And she was unambiguously black as well, which I appreciated.
Yeah, that's true. It's another one when they just try to slide someone, you're like, who is that? Are they
right.
black?
It was like, we didn't get a mix
clear.
Right. We didn't
right.
get
it. It was very clear. Yeah.
Yeah. It was very clear. I think she had locks. Did she have locks at the time?
I just remember curly hair. That's all.
I might have made that up. I just like, completely
I
made that up.
Wasn't a lot of black girls with locks on TV.
Absolutely not.
They were like, natural hair? What are you asking? You asking for too much.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, slow down.
Okay,
you do it a lot now.
She did have braids. She had braids.
Oh, she had braids. Okay.
They were like the thin braids.
I just remember curls.
Okay.
I remember her hair was curly often. That's all I really remember.
Oh, yeah. She had like the Moesha's where you could like style the braids in multiple different ways. Like that type of situation.
That was such a 90s hairstyle for black women, just the Moesha's. Yes.
Oh, baby. I can't wait to bring it back. I've been seeing the girlies on TikTok bringing the curly like... Way the curly braids back, and I'm jumping on that for the winter for sure.
Nice.
Okay, when did you start watching Boy Meets World overall?
I kind of started, I did it with the TGIF block, like I just kind of consumed it because it was there with some of the other. Because full transparency, Corey got on my nerves, like he.
Bad.
As a character, got on my nerves. Trash. Yeah. I thought his best friend was cool. I thought Sean was cool. I thought some of the, but Corey just was a whiner, a complainer, always a just ugh. Like he just used to get on my nerves. Like
I fully agree.
He just
Adele, talk to me about the TGIF block. For people who might not know, what was the TGIF block?
So every Friday, depending on where you were, it was 7 o'clock for us.
Not you getting so excited.
Okay. I was hyped for TGIF. So I was like, step by step. So just like a block on, I think ABC, where just like a lot of cool like primetime shows came on. So, and you knew all the theme songs. That's what they used to sing theme songs. Like, sing, okay?
I miss that so bad.
They would go in. 5-minute intro theme song. You know it. And it was like Family Matters for me, Full House, Step by Step. Sabrina came in after a while. And of course, Boy Meets World. Like, it was just like a block, 2-hour block of just cool shows. Pretty much all were like Marc Jacobs, basically. He was producing the whole little block.
I think he was. I think he had some type of deal with ABC where he produced, like, it's giving Shonda Rhimes before Shonda Rhimes.
Right, exactly.
Just own that time frame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was a time where you did, and you know, I don't know when I started watching it, but I was definitely a TGIFer. Okay.
Yeah.
And it was a time where you did watch shows at the time in which they came on. There was no DVR in it, right? And so they could lean into that because all the shows were marketing to the same group of people, like the same audience. They were for you. Like a tween. Would you call themselves tweens? Aww. Like tweens. Yeah. You know,
it was 12 to 14 age group. That's what I saw.
Absolutely. Like parents sit you in front of a TV. They can do whatever they want. Good for at least 3 hours.
All the way invested in the storylines. Okay.
Like so invested in the storylines. And you grew up with these people. I mean, I did eventually stop watching Boy Meets World. So I missed some of those college years or whatever, but they really grew up on television.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah,
those actual actors grew
those
up
actual
on television.
Actors.
Yeah, they and did. We grew up with them. Yeah,
we did. Yeah, it was a good time.
It was very wholesome. Like the most trouble would be like what? Like I don't even know. Like something really like minimal. It was so innocent. Like the things that they would, like get into or something.
Yeah,
there was always like that one like substance abuse or like anorexic type episode, and then at the end, if you or someone you know may be struggling with this, like at the end of each episode, like you're like, oh no, like you're all the way like invested. Like that would be like the most controversial. Like it's so G-rated to what's on TV today. Like what?
Absolutely. Yeah. Imagine Euphoria. Yeah, Euphoria today versus Boy Meets World.
You can't even put those two things in.
God. Can't even.
Night and day.
I think kids be watching Euphoria too. That concerns
me. They do.
They do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Very strange. Can y'all rank your favorite characters from Boy Meets World in order? I have my ranking. Would love to hear y'all's.
Oh, ranking.
It could be just top three.
Okay.
Or I could go first if
it's
that's helpful.
Because like I was Team Topanga until we started this this conversation. I liked her.
Okay. Now, she was a cutie. Okay. I don't know why you liked her now, but for me, it's because she was a cutie. Okay. Okay. She was stacked. Okay. She had something for the girls to look at. I mean, the guys was probably looking at me, but for me, I was like, hello.
Now I'm like conflicted because my spirit. I feel that. Just dang, Topanga. Not even her name. First of all, I like that her name was Topanga. Like, I was like, that's different.
That is a good name.
That was a really good name. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised that more Topangas didn't start being born when she was on TV. Like, I'm surprised that name isn't popular.
Yeah.
People probably didn't even know how to spell it.
Stop people.
It is a little.
That'll stop.
Right. When has that ever stopped anybody? People would be having wrong spelled names constantly.
Put a little accents above stuff. Angry.
Oh, absolutely.
Anger.
Topanga. Yes. Topanga. Okay.
I can't stand y'all. I think. Okay, let me just do a top two. I think it's Sean and Topanga. My top two.
Yes.
I don't know if I could do three. I think maybe Angela gets an honorable mention.
I'll say Angela. Angela's definitely one of my favorites. And then I actually liked, what's her name? The redheaded girl that was a girlfriend Nitty. And you had mentioned her. And,
Rachel.
Yeah, I liked Rachel. I thought she was cool. She's supposed to be edgy, but I thought she was cool.
And yeah, she did have a little shortcut.
She always wore like crop tops. Yeah. Like she was supposed to be super edgy. Like that's all it took.
She was supposed to be edgy at the time. She was tall as hell. I remember that. Hell. Yes.
Yes. And showed her belly button. That was edgy for the 90s. Yes. so I would say Angela. I still gotta go with Topanga. And I liked the best friend. I thought he was cool.
Sean.
Yeah, Sean had real problems. While everybody was like dealing with surface level stuff, his parents were gone. Like he was dealing with some real stuff. Like he had real problems.
Like it was different for Sean. Was playing in a different arena than the rest of the girlies was playing in.
He was.
Yeah. Shit was cute for them. It wasn't cute for Sean.
At all. Sean was just trying to get back. He was trying to survive. Like
that was Sean was trying to had to grow up. He was Sean had to be a man. He had to grow up. Yeah. It was serious. Okay. My favorites are the same as y'all's, pretty much, with one exception. But my favorite is Topanga, the character. Danielle then pissed me off a little bit. But Topanga is my favorite character. I felt like, unfortunately, as I said before, TV representation at the time just wasn't that great. Although it's better than it is right now, it still wasn't, you know, fantastic. So Topanga, for me, was a character who wasn't sick skinny, and she had bigger curly hair, especially in the first season.
Yes.
And I could kind of identify with that. I was like, oh, wow. And she was really strong-minded and strong-willed. And I was like, wow, this is like such a cool girl. Like, I want to be just like fucking Topanga. So that was why Topanga was my favorite. I also had like an actual crush on Topanga, for real. And She's one of like very few female crushes I've ever had. In 2013, she did a sexy shoot for Maxim magazine, and I had she did. And she did a sexy shoot for Maxim magazine, and I had the cover photo as my phone background for like way too long. It was actually a problem.
I gotta look that up. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Topanga was just she was just awesome. Like, she just did not take nothing. Anna, just save it for later. Bookmark it.
It is on right now. Chillax. Hello to too. Hello.
I'm telling you, she looked fucking great in that photo shoot. And I clearly thought so 10 years ago as well, because I definitely had that as a phone background.
And to your point, too, like she wasn't, I think that's why a lot of people liked her. Like, she wasn't like your stereotypical of what she's supposed to look like. She wasn't super thin. She had big hair. She was strong-willed. She kind of did her own thing. And I think, like, that's what was the draw for a lot of folk, you know, too. Because I remember being like, who is that? Like, she's real dope. Like, I really liked her that.
And she was really smart, too.
Yes.
You felt like she hit all the things. She's like, I am this person. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. And I'm like, why is she with Corey? Again, I didn't like him, so...
I was telling Anna before the show started, I said, Corey didn't have the juice like that to pull a Topanga at
all. Like, let's have that honest conversation.
And that gave me hope, okay? Because when I was that age, I had the juice, okay? And that, and Corey gave me hope that it was possible to pull a Topanga, okay?
Anna lying, talking about she didn't have the juice. At all. Lies.
Exactly. Thank you. Exactly.
I am not lying. Ask anybody, okay?
Even when they got older, I'm like, why are they still making them be together? Like, can we just move on from this?
Would have been with on this nigga. Let's start here. She would have been out.
Yes. Corey was so self-centered and just not a good person. Like, I feel like she would have been left.
Hey, when you listen to podcasts, it really just comes down to whether or not you like the sound of everyone's voices. My voice is one of the sounds you'll hear on the podcast Dr. Game Show, and this is the voice of co-host and fearless leader Joe Firestone.
This is a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners, and we play them with callers over Zoom we've never spoken to in our lives. So that is basically the concept of the show. Pretty chill.
So take it or leave it, bucko. And here's what some of the listeners have to say.
It's funny, wholesome, and it never fails to make me smile.
I just started listening and I'm already binging it. I haven't laughed this hard in ages. I wish I'd discovered it sooner.
You can find Dr. Game Show on MaximumFun.org.
Video games can make you laugh.
They can make you cry.
They can even make you sing.
We're the hosts of Triple Click.
It's a podcast about video games.
This is an exciting time for new games, from Diablo to Final Fantasy.
From Starfield to Street Fighter.
From Zelda to, oh, who are we kidding? We're just going to talk about Zelda.
Whether you play games or you just like hearing about them, we've got you covered.
Find us at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Bye.
I'm happy that Corey's nobody's favorite. So, second favorite for me is Sean, and I always loved an impoverished white character. I don't know why. You can see my obsession with Roseanne also. But Sean was like, he was like semi bad boy. He was bad boy light. Disney bad boy.
He was bad boy light.
He was bad boy light. And yeah. He
diet
walked.
Light.
Now
yeah.
Wait, before I make this reference, did y'all watch Degrassi?
I did. All? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Sean Hunter on Boy Meets World walked so Sean Cameron on Degrassi could run.
110%. Yes.
And
yes.
That yes. Fucking crazy to me.
Yes.
And they were both, I don't know, I think Sean was like a hot boy name at that time. It was like,
it was. It was.
This is supposed to be like a really hot boy. We're going to name him Sean. That's a really cool name. Mm-hmm. And I definitely like both of those characters. I was like, yeah. I'll take either. Whichever you would like to get me, I'll take either Sean. Yes. The Sean, me and the Seans could definitely have fun. So, yeah. That's my second. And my third that y'all did not mention is Mr. Feeny.
True.
Because Mr. Feeny was really getting them kids together. He kept them kids together. Corey thought shit was sweet because Feeny was his neighbor. And Feeny was not letting Corey get away with nothing. That's he did true. Not care.
Yes.
He was gathering Corey every chance that he got. Corey mm-hmm. acted up in his class. He like, excuse me. Yeah,
that's true.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
and I liked it.
And even at home, like if he come over there with some mess, like boy, first of all, this is on my time. I'm home. Like you get it
I'm off.
And it's like
take your ass back.
It's funny too, because like in that little block with all them TGF, like it was always some story with the neighbor. Like there was always like a neighbor character. Like when you mm-hmm. think of like Family Matters, and then Steve Urkel was the neighbor, and it became a whole thing. Yeah. Like it was like neighbor stories too, and like their interaction with the main characters too, which is really funny. Like they were all doing the same script, just different cast.
They were. They really were.
Yes, and using the same set for most of them, because when you really look, oh, that's the same house for all of them. Mm-hmm. When you really look, yes, yes.
ABC was making them dollars stretch,
stretch,
mm-hmm. and it worked.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I, the neighbor thing, I never thought about that before, but that's definitely a recurring theme for sure in the 90s. And we don't really see a lot of that today.
At all. People just live by themselves. They don't got neighbors.
But my question, do y'all know y'all neighbors? Like, I don't
mm-hmm, I do. I just loan mine some drill bits because they're putting their blinds up. Literally 10 minutes before this call. Yeah, she's cool. Wow.
Yeah, I know my neighbors, okay. And I know some neighbors I don't want to know. We know
that part. Okay. I don't want to know all of them. Some are just, but this one, the one to my right, she's cool. She has a big dog, and she's cool. It helps when we're out of town and packages arrive. She just grabs mm-hmm. them for us. Yeah,
that's super fair. I also live in an apartment, so people be moving in and out. So,
oh yeah, you know. Yeah. Oh, no. I didn't know my neighbor until I moved the house. Like I was by myself in my apartment. Didn't want to know, but. Once we got the house, I'm like, I guess I'll build a bridge. Hey,
I'll get to know some neighbors. Yeah, that makes sense. I do feel like we're missing that in current TV, and I do miss that. Like, the familial feeling of a neighbor who is not actually your family, but has watched your kids grow up, has always, you know, been there. You knew if your parents wasn't home, you got home or something, you can go to your neighbor's house. It was safe. I miss that in life and on television.
Yeah.
Can I tell y'all the most wholesome story ever?
Yeah. Oh,
please. I love it.
Okay. So my mom and her next door neighbor, Miss Daisy, they are like best friends. And so during COVID, my dad got our fence redone and they built a gate in the middle of the fence so they wouldn't have to walk in the alley to each other's yards. And so now they can, I am not lying, you can go in the backyard of either backyard and just go through to the other side through this gate that they built. And this door, and it is the cutest, most wholesome thing on the planet.
It's so wholesome. I'm about to cry.
And I told them, y'all better not ever move because ain't nobody gonna want it.
The new neighbors gonna come and be like, yo, close this right on up. I don't know.
What the hell is that? This.
Cemented. Clearly, right. We need a new gate ASAP. That's gonna be the first thing they do.
Yeah. Before they move in, go ahead and close that gate before we go to closing. Thank
okay.
You.
It is the cutest.
I love
thing.
That.
It is so
that cute. Is incredibly wholesome. It like, I really love that story. Fantastic mm-hmm. story. I'm not sure. I remember in Boy Meets World, they did have a fence between Corey's house and Mr. Feeney's house.
Yeah, it was like a little one.
And I feel like 45% sure that there was a gate in that fence. Which is not the majority, so I don't really know. But now I'm hoping that there was a gate because that story made me feel really warm and fuzzy inside. I want that for everybody, including myself and Corey and Mr. Feeney.
Yes.
Wow.
Shout out to beautiful. Your future thank you neighbor and your shared...
Truly, we getting a gate. I don't care what y'all talking about. Yeah. We getting a gate. So prepare. I don't care if y'all like me or not. Now, least favorite characters for y'all. Is it Corey or y'all?
Oh, it's Corey else? Hands down for me. I don't... I do not like him. Like, he just had a yeah, little snarky mouth. Corey. He was reckless with it. He was like, I remember he said something really mean to Sean about being poor. Like, that's your best friend. Like, it was like this. I remember like it was a whole thing. Like, he was really mean to his best friend. He didn't deserve his circle, to be honest. Like, he just
did have a good one too.
Yeah. Mm. So, I didn't like his haircut. Yeah. It bothered me. I just nothing.
Was
about
it a haircut? It just felt like a bunch of curls. Was it a
I
cut?
Didn't like it. It just wasn't it a just, cut? Right. Whatever that hat hair was, I didn't like it. It looked like a helmet. I didn't like it.
It was definitely giving voice. Helmet vibes.
It was. It was a helmet hair.
But I will say I appreciate that it wasn't trying to be anything that it wasn't. Right. Because Sean had gray hair. His older brother had gray hair.
True. That's true. He did have some gray hair.
He did. So, yes.
Even his dad has some pretty solid hair. Like,
wow, he did.
Yeah. The 90s dad hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just said, to hell with Corey hair.
We don't even know what to do with that, to be honest. So we just go
right.
Leave it.
I bet.
Because them curls were
see,
tight.
That's how they were treating black people on set, too. Anytime you got some curly hair, they don't know what to do with it.
They don't know
and they
what to
just
do with it.
Leave it there. I hate it. I hate it here.
Put a bow on it and leave it alone. They do not touch
that's
it.
Probably why he was mad at Angela. Because he was like, I'm being treated like a black. Because of the hair texture that I had.
The hair texture. Okay.
And I don't like you because of it. Because
if I remember correctly, Angela's hair wasn't that great either, if I remember.
I swore she had some little mini locks at some point, that her hair was short and she had mini locks. But
her
I
hair
really
was short
made
with
that
some
up.
Something.
Something, right? Sure, maybe it was twists. Maybe it was like little mini twists. I don't know.
You
she
know,
was pretty whole time.
Black hairstylists are just kind of getting on sets now, so we know they weren't on the sets back then. So
absolutely
They just added that to a clause for the WGA strike. Or was it the actor strike? It's either the SAG strike or the WG. I'm sure it's the actor strike. They just added that as a clause when they got their deal that now the actors can consult with the hairdressers and tell them what type of products they need.
Let's go. Yeah.
Which has not always been the case, which crazy as fuck to me. So otherwise you were just showing up to set and the hairdressers was using white hair care products.
Yes.
And like,
or choosing not to do your hair. Or choosing not to do your hair.
Because a lot of black actors were saying they were doing their own hair for a lot of the things they were on. Okay. And that's already pressure. Because you getting ready for this show and then you got to be in there doing the styling, pin curling your hair. No.
It's too much pressure when I'm just going out with my friends to do my damn hair. Imagine if I'm going to stand in front of people and act. And I know a billion people going to see this. No.
Right.
Yeah. I'm happy we got that under control. But back to least favorite characters. Oh, please. Anna, you have some?
I don't know what I was about to say. I have nothing.
Who's your least favorite?
my bad. No, you're good. My least favorite? Yeah. Go ahead, Sequoia. You go for it.
My least favorite is Eric, which is the older brother. Eric, to me, like, he started off very normal, older teenage brother vibes. Like, he was cooler than Corey. He had cooler hair. He was going on dates, et cetera, et cetera. And then through the seasons, they made him dumber and dumber.
That's true.
And sillier and sillier. And it started to get aggressive where I was like, okay, this is not even the same character as the first Eric we seen. Eric at first was just cool. And now he's aggressively silly and he's the comedic relief, which is fine. You need it. But I feel like it could have been a little bit more tasteful. And I started to hate the hell out of Eric. He was annoying and way too, he was like infantilized and way too damn old to act like that.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. Especially once they got to college and stuff. And I think it was like him and another character that was just like, play off of each other's dumbness. Like, it was just ridiculous.
Him,
like,
and Jack.
That is it.
Which was Sean's half-brother. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He did randomly have a half-brother.
Yeah.
See, they just started adding whatever as the season's got on. Like,
they did. What? No. They gave Sean a half-brother. Alan and Amy, Corey's parents, had another baby. And I was like, why? I hate it when they started doing that in TV shows.
Seriously. We barely see the sister. Like, why do we focus on that character
when you add a baby? About her entirely. Exactly. Why is there a new baby?
Why?
Mm-mm. What does that add?
Not a thing. Yeah.
When they did that in Fresh Prince as well, I was like, I don't really need Nikki. I don't need baby Nikki.
No purpose. You switched the mama and bought a baby.
Why is baby Nikki here?
Switched the mom and brought a baby in at the same time. That was a lot for me to process. Like, you made me lose the OG Aunt Viv and you brought a baby in here? Like, what?
Like, we're focusing on the wrong characters. Bring back the damn characters you're losing. Mm-hmm. Why am I focusing on a new character? Who is this?
Well, people love the babies.
That's fair. That's fair. People I do love the kids. Baby myself. So
people love the kids.
I understand how people are out there.
What's that? Full House, too? Because remember, Mary Kate and Ashley, the twins, had grown up, and then like the aunt and the uncle had another set of twin boys, like the little baby boys.
Oh,
came in.
Oh, man. I can't remember their names right now, but
bought some random actual twins because we all knew Mary Kate and Ashley were twins, but they were one character. Whereas
we
this
did
time,
know
they were
Mary
like,
Kate and Ashley, but they're playing one character. Twins, right? Yeah, like, they're playing Michelle Tanner, but yes, it was played by both Mary Kate and Ashley. I recently found out that the reason that they do that is because child actor laws are just like stricter, obviously, than adult actor laws. And so they can only be on set for 4 hours instead of the full eight. And so they would love to work with twins often because you can get a full day's work out of, you know, two separate children.
Yep.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. And capitalism will have you doing some strange things.
It'll make it work, right?
Sick. Okay. Because Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, too. Mm, they played in a... what is that movie with Adam Sandler? They play Big Daddy? Yes, they played in Big Daddy. And they also played one character.
I haven't thought about these two white boys in...
They just brought them in. They were like, all right, everybody's aging out. They're not as cute. Let's bring some baby boys in here and have them both play characters. They were both in it at the same time.
Yeah.
I will say, if I had least favorite characters, I would agree with both of you. In order, Corey and then Eric. Yeah.
Yep.
For sure. Yeah. They didn't do anything for me.
At all. No. The supporting cast was strong.
Supporting cast was really strong. Yeah. But I feel like that's true for a lot of shows that are led by a character. Like, I won't even say a lot. I can only think of one example, and I've used this example on the show before, and I don't want to feel like a hater, but it's true. For Grown-ish, I don't know if y'all ever watched that, but like,
I try.
Yara Shahidi's character is by far the least interesting character
I've
of
heard.
All
That's why I
of
tried
that cast. And she is the lead. And the same thing happened here on Boy Meets World. It's like, I don't give two shits what's going on with Corey. What's going on with Topanga? What real shit Sean got to deal with today?
Right.
Where's his dad? Eric so damn dumb? Like, what's going on?
For real. Yeah, no, that's true. Because you know, on Family Matters, like, Steve Urkel was supposed to be one episode. Like, he was supposed to just be there for like one or two episodes, but like the analytics and everything came in, was like, nah, he's a hit. Like, so then he became this standard character. He was not supposed to be like in it that much. So when you look at like the first few episodes of Family Matters, it was so boring. Like, it was not really, once Steve Urkel character started coming into play, it's like, yo, okay, this is funny now.
And they didn't like it.
Oh no, they didn't like it at all.
Wait, what you mean? Who didn't like it? What
happened? The cast. Yeah.
And really? The parents. Oh, they really didn't like
especially it. Especially the mom. The mom, Harriet. Yeah. They said she could not take it.
Because they were sold that this was their moment. You know, mm-hmm. They've been in Hollywood for a long time. Never had like that leading main character role. And this was their moment.
Because Family Matters is a spinoff of another show. Because Harriet used to work as an elevator operator on another show. I'm trying to remember what show that was. And then she got fired. And then that's when they go to Family Matters at the same time. Because you remember in the early season, Harriet lost her job as an elevator operator. That was the connector spinoff from that show. That was the land. That was the era of spinoffs. Everybody had some type of spinoff.
It
back
was.
Then.
There's like shows that like people don't even realize were spinoffs.
Spinoffs for spinoffs of spinoffs. Still spinning. Yes.
Very much that. Was Moesha wasn't a spinoff of anything, was it? No.
But the Parkers was a spinoff
of Moesha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but Different World was a spinoff of the Cosby Show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Living Single wasn't a spinoff of anything, was it?
No.
Mm-mm. Friends spent off
of Living. Don't get me started, because Living Single is one of my favorite shows of all time. So mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yes, absolutely. They stole that idea all the way. But even like a show like that with Living Single, you saw white people in the background when they would be out in the on the train. You would see it in their environment. You would see the white people. But with Friends, they'd be in New York City in that little coffee shop and not a single black person came in for some coffee.
Crazy.
Not a one. No need for
now
decaf.
That's crazy.
Like, come on.
Like, New York City now?
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think people were complaining. It's so like near the end, they added like a random girlfriend. I think Aisha, the comedian, Curry was like a girlfriend. And I was like, here you go. I'm like, no.
Not Aisha Curry.
Is that her name? No. What's her name? I don't know.
Aisha Curry is Steph Curry's wife.
Oh, yeah. Aisha, whatever. The comedian girl.
Her, but it was something like that. Yeah.
It's something with a C, but not Curry. Yeah, she ain't acting. She mm-hmm. she cooking, but not.
Okay, Aisha Tyler.
Oh, I was wrong. Not a C.
Aisha Tyler.
I had the first name.
You were close.
Yeah.
She was on a few episodes as
one of the girlfriend or something for one of the characters. Because it was like a whole thing. People were complaining. And it was like everywhere. Like, tonight, she comes in as the girlfriend. Like, oh, y'all really
trying to. The black girl. It's coming. To your TV just for the blacks.
Just for the blacks on this
Don't
white
ever
show.
Say we didn't give y'all nothing.
Take it.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. When I say they just threw in some shit, that was that.
Yeah.
So this is funny. This article was just written in 2013. It's Aisha Tyler talks about how people still yell at her and say that's a black girl from Friends. And they just yell at her, be like, Charlie.
Oh.
Or just go, black girl from Friends.
Oh, stop it.
That's what she's
stop
saying.
It. Aisha,
but like that's literally what they did to her, though. Like, they put her in when you go however many seasons and you have no black person, then you pick one black person and then she serve it and then she's gone and then that's it. That's literally what they did, you know.
That is what they did. You hate to see it.
Yeah.
Now, a point that I wanted to bring up is about season 5 of Boy Meets World. In season 5, Topanga is accepted to Yale, but rejects the offer to remain close to Corey, which then leads her to propose to him at their high school graduation. The sentence is so wrong, top to bottom, that it makes me sick to my fucking stomach.
Top to bottom.
Topanga, you turned down Yale for Corey Matthews. .. Why?
Why?
And this is where the messages go wrong. Okay?
Yes.
Yes. bad message. Horrible
bad
message.
Like,
what was their school supposed to be? Like, I don't know what school they were supposed to have gone to, because all of them got in, including the brother, like, at the same time.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Let's just all go to the same university.
The same college. Yeah.
Because the brother was there. Everybody was there. So
you're right.
Topanga was clearly overqualified for this school. Oh. She should have been elsewhere.
Eric got into the damn school. Did. Topanga. Why are you there? Yale, you don't turn down Yale for shit. It doesn't matter.
At all.
It really actually doesn't matter. You turn down Yale for Harvard.
You took
That's
two
it.
L's because you turned it down and you proposed to the dude? Like, come on. Get him.
Don't even get me started in the Corey. Second half of the sentence.
Like, Corey, you proposed to Corey.
Topanga, get
I
up.
Can't.
Get up. Okay. I am devastated. And it felt like such a departure from who her character was up until that point. She was such a smart fucking girl, so driven, so studious. You turned down an Ivy League education to sit here with this nigga. And then you propose to him in high school. Proposing to him feels kind of like something she would do because she was very nonconformist, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But in high school feels off brand for her.
Did they ever get married? I don't even remember. Like, I don't.
They did get married. Eventually, right? They did get married.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got married like a long time after, though. Like
a
they
long
didn't get
time.
Married.
Like they were at school established. See?
Yes, they were like in college a long time after they got married. A side note: this is my own personal bias. Please shut me up if either of y'all have this experience before I embarrass myself right now. But like marrying the first person that you ever kissed or dated, especially
terrible
when you
idea.
Haven't ventured.
Terrible
you
idea.
You know what I mean? Like,
don't
especially
do.
When you haven't. Don't do that, y'all. I'm sorry. And like, this is coming from a girl who, when I was 17, I had my first serious boyfriend. We were together for 5 years. I wanted to marry that man with everything in my being. And he's still great. I really want to point out. He is still fantastic human being. But you should at least get other experiences with
Seriously.
Other people to find out who you are, what
you
like,
you
what
are.
Works for you, what does not work for you. And it felt very off-brand for Topanga to make a decision like that.
Right.
Based on what we knew about her up until that point.
No, I agree. Go out, explore, see the world, go to Yale, travel. I had her traveling. Like, she was about to be a world traveler. And just kind of doing her, and it's like, I'm with you. Don't be popping the proposal at high school graduation. Like, go
date
other
people. Have a
whole phase. Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
you ain't having it with Corey. You're not.
Like, okay? Corey can't bring a hoe out of nobody.
Corey
I promise
can't
you that.
Bring a hoe
and
out
like
of
Anna
nobody.
Was saying, Topanga was stacked. Okay. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom. Had everything everybody on the planet could ever desire, babe.
Mm-hmm.
The streets would have loved you, and you would have loved the streets.
Yes, they was calling, and you
but you wanted to stay on the block, literally on the block you grew up on, with this nigga Corey Matthews. Why?
Right. Yes, she should have tapped into her younger Topanga that when he first went for her, she didn't want him at first. Tap
no.
into that, okay?
She was not
you had
interested.
Goals that didn't involve. Little helmet head. Like, you was doing your
you know,
own thing.
Like, I feel like she was more likely to end up with Minkus. Y'all remember Minkus, the nerd character?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like
Jim,
she was more likely
was
to end up with
nerd.
Minkus because he was smart than Corey, old dumbass.
And then he, like, tried to be a bad boy, but he wasn't a bad boy. It's just, he just...
Oh, yeah. Just, he did, like, have some, like, shift.
This little phase that no one believed. Like, stop.
They laughed at him. Poor boy.
I'm still staring at this Maxim cover. Thank you.
Anna, please.
It's right here.
I feel like she's going to be locked in for the rest of the day.
I'm going to have to pull it up for people who are looking on YouTube.
Oh, I'm happy to share my screen.
There's that. She said, please, I have it up. Don't worry. You don't have to pull it up.
I have it up. Don't, my friend. You did the work today, okay?
That's about to be the background of her computer and everything. It's just about
okay,
to be
boom.
There.
We got a screen share going on right now.
Well, alrighty then.
For those of you who are watching on YouTube, and if you're not, you should be watching on YouTube because I get double paid that way. Look at this shoot, okay? Danielle looks fan-fucking-tastic.
She does. Yeah.
God, she looks so good. I had the one with her in the red two-piece little lingerie set as my background. That one was the one that was my background.
Wow.
I think that's it. You're pretty. Ooh. Okay, is this the red? That's the red right there. That one?
That's the red.
That's the red right there. I'm happy that I can enlighten you and show you. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Okay.
Oh. I'm so happy that I could bring this to you because I knew.
I appreciate these types of blessings. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I can't find it on Maxim.com anymore. Like, I feel like they got something must have happened. Like, on the actual site, I can't find the interview or the like slideshow of photos from the shoot anymore. And that's weird to me. I don't know what the hell happened. I hope Danielle didn't decide that she didn't like the attention from it. I don't know. Because I was paying it. I was definitely paying attention.
Well, it was.
Oh, you said I didn't.
She browsed.
I just didn't
see what you done started.
Don't get this nerd started. Let me stop sharing my screen. Y'all go find for yourself. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yep. Go look it for yourselves. See? I did have some trivia lined up. Just a little bit of trivia lined up.
I'm about to not.
It's
about to,
right.
About to lose. Okay.
I don't know. Now I feel like the questions are easy because I made it questions that I could have answered. And I feel like we're probably on the same page with how heavily we were into Boy Meets World. Okay. So, this first one is a little bit hard.
It's going to be easy to start with a hard question.
Right. This one's hard. What does Harley, the school bully, refer to Corey as?
I have no idea.
Loser, helmet head. That's what I'm calling him.
He called him Baboon.
Dang, did he really?
Do y'all remember that?
Oh no! Yeah. Not Baboon!
No, hold on.
Terrible.
When you have him in retrospect, doesn't that feel a little bit crazy? Like
That is. That's pretty deep. Damn.
Weird. Baboon. Let's talk about won't pass what would not pass in 2023.
That would not pass. That would have got canceled immediately.
You calling the only little curly haired boy. The closest thing we had to a black on the show before Angela came, you calling him monkey? I don't know.
That would not have flown. Nah.
Oh, no.
It was weird. Uh-huh. Okay.
That is
moving
weird.
On.
That was deep.
What's Sean and Jack's dad's name? Damn, maybe these are all kind of hard.
This is
hard. Sequoia, this is... this is not entry level.
At all. Okay. The dad's name.
I don't even remember what dude looked like.
There.
Okay. He was like a big Dan Connor type character. He was like a blue collar, big, white, burly man. I'm only saying Dan Connor in an image, not in behavior, because he was trash as fuck. And overwhelmingly, Dan was not.
Okay. So Sean's dad.
I could tell you. I'm just going to tell y'all because y'all not.
You can just tell us all the answers.
Y'all just going to be guessing right.
Steven.
His name is Chet. His name is Chet.
Of course it's Chet. Of course it is.
His name is Chet. And I remember I think he dies. I think he dies.
So.
Mm-hmm. And they have to like come together in the hospital over him. Some shit like that.
See?
And that caused some issues.
Oh, he was the dad.
Yeah. Okay. So you recognize him.
I recognize him. I would have never thought of his name.
I was going through things. Real life, man.
It was.
Now, this last one, y'all can guess it. This one, y'all can guess.
Okay.
I feel like, and I'm going to give y'all a hint to even further your ability to guess it. Okay. What is the final line of the finale, the series finale? If you need a hint, who said the final line of the series finale is Mr. Feeny.
Oh, this wasn't Corey.
No. If you had to guess, what would Mr. Feeny say to close out all of Boy Meets World?
You're Googly. I hear the keys.
We
hear your keys. Your keys loud.
Good. I'm not trying to hide.
I guess that's it.
I'm not hiding this shit from y'all.
What did he used to say when he would see them later? Like when his sign off, right?
He said, class dismissed.
Oh
yeah!
At least it wasn't like super cheesy. I guess Boy Met World, like some weird thing with the title of the show.
That's a good guess too, though. That's a good guess too, though. No, but he said class dismissed, and that really made me emotional when I was researching this episode and I saw that was the last words. I literally had to take a deep breath and like pause for a second because I said, "Wait, That tried to get me.
Especially because everybody loved Mr. Feeny. Everybody loved Feeny's Mr. Feeny.
Great. Feeny was great. I saw on Twitter that he passed. I didn't research that to make sure if that was true or not, but I saw on Twitter that the actor who played Mr. Feeny passed, and I pray that that's not the case. I hope I didn't just kill George Feeny myself.
Well, he was older last time, even on the show.
So. He was old then.
He was old.
Yes.
No, because, I mean, his Wikipedia is not updated that he died. It just says when he was born. He's 96. Right. Well, he's 96. Wow.
Keep on pushing.
Wow. Keep See, that's why you can't fucking trust Mr. Twitter. Feeny. You got to research for your damn self.
You do. Every time.
Keep on keeping on, Mr. Feeny. Yes.
He's 96. He went to Northwestern. He had three kids. Oh, one of them died.
Oh.
Well, shout out Mr. Feeny. I'm glad he's still kicking.
Yes.
And I will leave you with this, my final addition to the episode. In a Chance the Rapper song titled, I Might Need Security, Chance raps, they call me the advocate, they'll slide like the abacus, boy meets world, everybody been savages. And that spoke to me. I liked it.
Yeah, I like that. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's actually fire. I'm good for that.
In case the listeners don't get it. The character who played Corey, name is Ben Savage. So everybody.
Yes. Ben That's probably Savage. The coolest Corey will ever be. That line.
Definitely. Definitely. I didn't even check how many niggas have name checked Topanga in a song, but I'm sure it is several.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Got to be.
I'm
sure. I feel like that's so many people's sexual awakenings. Yes. I'm sure.
Yes, a whole generation. Yes.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all for coming on. It was so good to have you. Do y'all have anything else you would like to add?
Listen to the head nod.
Yeah, I'll say check out our podcast.
I was about to say now. Yeah, let the folks know where they can find you online. Check out
the head nod, Black Life at a PWI, wherever you listen to your podcast. And it's easy because the show logo is our silhouette, so it looks like us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We love that. You want to tell them where they can find you on social, Adele, or do you not?
Yeah, sure. You can follow me on social at I Am Adele Coleman. It's spelled with two L's, so A-D-E-L-L. I am not the singer, so I am Adele Coleman. Wherever on socials.
And you can follow me at Anna Deshawn across all social media. And if you're a TikToker, definitely hit me up there.
Oh, okay, hold on. Anna be on TikTok, period. Come on. I'm definitely going to hit you up on TikTok. And per usual, you can find me at BPLPPod across Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And you can email me at blackpeopleloveparamore@gmail.com with episode topic recommendations, hate mail, feedback, or anything else. Join the Patreon. Bye, y'all.